right now. Going to get to our leaderboard. It is the Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And it is the 8th edition of the President's Cup at Harding Park Golf Course, a phenomenal public track out in San Francisco, 7,137-yard par 71 layout. And going into yesterday's day three of the President's Cup, the USA had a one-point lead over the international team, 6.5 to 5.5 lead going into day number three yesterday. The morning matches were foursomes, alternate shot morning matches. Phil Mickelson and Sean O'Hare were paired together. They defeated Retief Goosen and Camila Vijegas 5-3. Justin Leonard and Jim Furyk defeated Ernie Els and Adam Scott 4-2. The internationals got a point on the board. Or actually, they got a half point on the board when Robert Allenby and Vijay Singh halved with Stuart Sink and Hunter Mahan for the U.S. So the first three matches, the Americans had won 2.5 of the three available points. Match number four was the most exciting match of the morning. Tiger Woods and Steve Stricker, who, by the way, have been the most phenomenal pairing in team golf in the last 30 years. I'll get to those numbers in just one second. Tiger Woods and Steve Stricker were paired together, and they've been paired together all four sessions so far, as many as you could be paired together, because today's fifth session is all singles matches. So all four sessions of the President's Cup, Woods and Stricker have been teamed together for Thursday as well as Friday, and then yesterday's morning and afternoon matches. They were taking on Mike Weir and Tim Clark yesterday, and going to the 17th hole through 16 holes, Weir and Clark were one up with two to play. And then it got really exciting. Tiger Woods made a 25-foot birdie putt at 17 to tie the match. So they go to 18 all tied. And then the Americans win 18 when Tiger hits a 3-iron from 250 yards to 8 feet. And the eagle putt was conceded because the internationals missed their birdie putt. So the eagle putt, of course, was conceded from 8 feet because the internationals realized two putts to win for the Americans. So Americans, Tiger Woods and Steve Stricker, they were one down with two holes to go to Mike Weir and Tim Clark. They win 17 when Tiger makes a 25-foot bomb for birdie. And then they win 18 and this is alternate shot format. So Stricker hit the drive on 18. Tiger Woods had 250 yards into the green, hits a 3-iron. It bounces up to the edge, rolls onto the front edge, leaves about 8 feet for eagle. And then the internationals miss their birdie putt, so they concede that eagle putt. So Tiger Woods and Stricker undefeated here, 4-0, and including that morning alternate shot match yesterday when they won one up against Weir and Clark. So through four matches yesterday morning, the Americans had won 3.5 of the available 4 points. And then the internationals salvaged a win yesterday, only one of the morning matches in the alternate shot matches yesterday morning, when Y.E. Yang and Ryo Ishikawa defeated Kenny Perry and Zach Johnson 3-2. So the all-Asian team of Yang and Ishikawa got the only win yesterday in the morning alternate shot matches. So yesterday's morning alternate shot matches, Mickelson and O'Hare defeat Goosen and Vijegas. Leonard and Furyk defeat Els and Scott. Allenby and Singh have with Sink and Mahan. Woods and Stricker defeat Weir and Clark. And then Yang and Ishikawa for the internationals defeat Perry and Johnson. So the Americans took 3.5 of the five available points yesterday. So the morning matches, morning alternate shot foursomes, 3.5 to the Americans, only 1.5 points to the internationals. And after going into yesterday's morning matches with only a 1 point lead for the Americans, 6.5 to 5.5, they went into yesterday's afternoon four ball matches with a 3 point lead, 10-7. So yesterday's four ball afternoon matches, Anthony Kim and Jim Furyk were paired together. They defeated Angel Cabrera and Adam Scott 2 up. Jeff Ogilvy and Robert Allenby, and I saw this one coming all a mile away. The all-Aussie pairing of Ogilvy and Allenby, as soon as I saw them paired together, and as soon as I saw they were going to be playing against Stuart Sink and Lucas Glover, I figured that they would rout the Americans. Well, give Glover and Sink credit, because they only lost 2-1, but Sink, Lucas Glover and Stuart Sink are the only two Americans on the 12-man team that have not won any matches all weekend long. Sink got a halve in the morning for alternate shot matches yesterday, but Sink has not won any matches. He's gotten a halve. Lucas Glover hasn't even halved any matches. He's lost all of his matches. So Ogilvy and Allenby, the all-Aussie pairing, win 2-1 against Sink and Glover. Ernie Els and Mike Weir defeated Zach Johnson and Justin Leonard 5-3, most lopsided win of all of yesterday's matches. 5-3 victory for Ernie Els and Mike Weir over Zach Johnson and Justin Leonard. That phenomenal pairing of Tiger Woods and Steve Stricker, they did it again yesterday afternoon. Woods and Stricker defeat Yang and Ishikawa. That was kind of cool because you got to see Woods going up against Yang for the first time since the PGA Championship. So in the afternoon four-ball matches, Woods and Stricker defeated Yang and Ishikawa 4-2. And for as exciting as Tiger Woods was yesterday morning in the alternate shot matches, that's how much excitement Steve Stricker was showing yesterday afternoon in the four-ball matches when each man plays his own ball. Steve Stricker made 7 birdies yesterday through 12 holes, and the Americans were 6 up with 6 to play. They were dormy with 6 holes to go because Steve Stricker had made 7 birdies through his first 12 holes. He was on fire. He was making every putt he looked at, and it was phenomenal. And then all of a sudden, when they were 6 down with 6 to play, Yang and Ishikawa then went on to win the next 3 holes. And they had to win to advance, basically, when you're dormy. So they won the next 3 holes. So then the Americans were 3 up with 3 to play, going to 16, and that's where Tiger Woods ended it. He hit hit his drive 340 yards. It's a 390-yard par 4. Woods hits his drive 340, leaves himself with a 50-yard pitch shot. He pitched it to 4 feet, then made the birdie putt, and that ended it. So Woods and Stricker, a perfect 4-0 through the first 4 sessions of this President's Cup, and they defeat yesterday afternoon Yang and Ishikawa 4-2. And then Vijay Singh and Tim Clark in the final match of the day, they led the match all day long. They were 3 up at one point, but they were only able to salvage a half. So it was kind of a moral victory for the Americans. Phil Mickelson and Sean O'Hare having that match with Vijay Singh and Tim Clark, the final match of the day, after Singh and Tim Clark had led pretty much the entire session, at one point were 3 up. So in the afternoon 4-ball matches yesterday, each side gets 2.5 points. 2.5 points to the Americans, 2.5 points to the Internationals. So going into today's final day of the President's Cup, the 12 singles matches, the Americans are holding a 12.5 to 9.5 lead. And of course, the Americans have never lost on American soil. 5-1-1 in the 7 previous editions of the President's Cup. The Internationals have only won that one time. There was one tie, 5 American victories. And the Americans are poised to win their 6th President's Cup in 8 editions. 3-point lead going into today's finals, final singles matches. 12 singles matches today. 12.5 to 9.5. So the Americans only need to win 5 singles matches today, and they clinch their 6th President's Cup. Now, I mentioned the Tiger Woods and Steve Stricker pairing, and it has been phenomenal. In fact, it might go down as the most dominant pairing in the history of international competition. Now, it's the most dominant in 30 years. Tiger and Steve Stricker are a perfect 4-0 through the first 4 sessions of this President's Cup. They are the first pairing to go 4-0 in team competition in 30 years since Larry Nelson and Lanny Watkins went 4-0 at the 1979 Ryder Cup. That is how dominant Tiger Woods and Steve Stricker have been. And I might say, and we're going to have Gary Van Sickle on in the 9 o'clock hour from live from San Francisco, sports writer and golf writer for Sports Illustrated, and I'll ask him this question. I might say, and it could be argued, that Steve Stricker has been the best player of this President's Cup, even more so than Tiger Woods. And there's no doubt that Tiger and Stricker have been the best two players, but among that pairing, what Stricker did yesterday in the afternoon, 4 balls, to make 7 birdies in his first 12 holes. Tiger didn't make a birdie until that birdie at 16 that ended that match. So Stricker and Woods were 6 up with 6 to play, basically because of Stricker's ball. I mean, Stricker could have played Yang and Ishikawa on his own and still been 6 up with 6 to play because he had 7 birdies over the first 12 holes. It was a phenomenal round of golf. And then Woods ends it with a birdie at 16. So Stricker's ball alone, he shot 64. Stricker shot a 64 yesterday on his ball alone. And it's just been phenomenal. And obviously, they were the two hottest players all year long, especially over the last month, with Stricker and Woods each winning one of the FedEx Cup playoff events. And Tiger Woods got the $10 million first place prize. Steve Stricker finished second, a consolation $3 million in the FedEx Cup playoffs. And of course, Phil Mickelson, he's probably been the third best player for the Americans, and he was third in the FedEx Cup playoffs. So no surprise who the best players are. They're the hottest players over the last month. The players that came into this President's Cup really on a roll. Tiger Woods, Steve Stricker, Phil Mickelson, 1, 2, and 3 in the President's Cup or the FedEx Cup playoffs. So going into today's final 12 singles matches, the Americans holding a 3-point lead, 12.5 to 9.5 over the Internationals in the 8th edition of the President's Cup. And there it is, your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom.